I'm Danny.
And I'm Althea.
And we are
DNA Live, baby.
What's going on, everybody, man? So today we're going to actually announce, because everybody keeps asking, where has DNA been played? Where's this going to be played? So you know what? Let's put up the charts real quick.
Put up the chart. There
so we got, go ahead, explain to everybody internationally. God. Let's go.
All right. I'm going to try. I mean, you do see the places on the bottom of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
But internationally, we are in the United Kingdom, Australia, New Zealand, Brazil, Chile, France, India, Italy, Bangladesh. Wow. Germany, Japan, Canada. I mean, Pakistan, Philippines, Colombia, Malaysia, Kuwait, Turkey. And that's just to name a few.
Yes.
Okay. But we've gotten the list and everything. We're going to put that up on our site just to show you. So this way you can see the radio stations and the areas and what times and stuff like that. We'll get that all together because this is a lot.
Exactly. Because you know what? When everybody asks us about why, how do, like, you know, I keep the DNA brand, keep going, I keep pushing it. Like, right now, too, we're going to show you real quick, put up the DJ Energetic show that I have as well. Not that. Actually, you know what?
Put that up real quick.
So we have an app that I think everybody needs to start downloading. It's called DNA
Digital Media.
Mm-hmm. We have the company called DNA Digital Elite Media.
Yes.
So to everybody out there, definitely download that app and make sure you guys download that app as well.
Yes, please do, because it'll bring you everything, all the music, all the interviews and everything from our show. So
now we're going to put up the DJ Energetic show real quick.
Go ahead.
So now the DJ Energetic show with the DNA show is syndicated on all of these radio stations right here, these platforms all across. Every day we're at least played in another 10 radio stations across the country. And internationally. So write that in there, because everybody keeps asking me. Write that in there. There's the radio stations right there for everybody to see.
So then if you want to take a screenshot of that, because the thing is that we were, you know, we don't sit there and like brag about everything that we have, right? But in 2025, we said we're going to bring it real.
We're just gonna put it all together. So this show right here that you guys are watching right now is on other stations across the country.
I'll read it to you. Okay, you got right now it's in New Mexico,
mm-hmm.
and that's on Saturdays, right? Channel 8. It's also channel 27 on Fridays in San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
and that's from 9 to 10.
Let's go.
Then you have Channel 10 in Fairfax, Virginia, and we're on 6 to 7 on Tuesdays. And one more for now, Denver, Colorado, Saturday and Sundays, Channel 42 from 8 to 9.
A lot more other stations, but right now we really can't get to them.
We would need an hour to list everything.
Listen, I know I built such a crazy conglomerate, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But now, what we're going to actually talk about real quick, my favorite too. Put up the media-based charts, please.
There we go.
Media-based charts right now is showing a lot of you guys want to know a little bit more about the media-based. Media-based, you guys, definitely as artists, need to go in and need to put all your information on media-based so you guys can actually be seen. And that's how a lot of your artists is making into the charts.
Yeah.
Next. So this is DTR. DTR is a
DRT.
Yeah, DRT. Wow, my dyslexia just showed. No, I'm playing. But go ahead. You can talk about the DNA.
It's digital radio tracker.
Well, we're on right now. You know, the DNA. I always tell a lot of independent artists, too, man, that really, you know, are trying to really learn and trying to get on there, too, man. The charts are right there. That's the international charts. You got a lot of artists that are in there right now. A lot of artists that we've been playing that are on there, as well as media base.
Right.
So this is going to be the new DNA show, basically, where we definitely start putting up stats and showing how artists are doing on our radio station, on iHeart, which you guys are listening to right now. Tell them what the radio station is, hon.
Well, yeah, the iHeart radio station that we have, obviously the radio station on there. You can find us, obviously, DNA Radio, D&A Radio, and that plays 24/7. Okay, so every show that we have is rotated onto our station. So if you miss a show, you can hear it. If you want to see it, you can go on YouTube and go under Strong Island TV. You'll find DNA Live there.
You know,
You can find us everywhere, really.
Exactly. So remember that. Can you put that app up one more time, please?
Mm-hmm.
Make sure y'all download that app as well. And please, definitely, we are on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon.
And Amazon Fire.
Fire TV. So guys out there, man, if y'all keep loving the show, keep supporting the show. It's a free app.
Yep.
Download it and listen to the DNA show.
There you go.
Okay. Now, let's get to our sponsors quick because, you know, they're here right now. Go ahead. Take it away.
Okay. You got Slapwoods Villain. You got Maverick Global Distribution, The Hype Magazine, Natural Born Clothing Brand, and, of course, YNVS.
And if you guys ask, too, and you guys see all the stations, too, over there, these are the stations that me and her own. We own five stations. One's an international station called 88.9 FM.
Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm.
We got DNA 93.7.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that everybody hears on the iHeart joint. Power 104.9.
Mm-hmm.
Power 104.9 right now. We're working on a couple of things to make it an FM.
Yes.
And then we got the one in LA as well. KWD. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. 103.9. So big shout out to everybody. And then one of my favorites. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
My Australian station.
He loves the Australian one.
So that's all I got to say, ladies and gentlemen.
Are we done, mate?
We done, mate.
We did, mate?
Is, my thing is, everybody's been asking me, and there's your information, ladies
there you
and gentlemen.
Go. And if you want to know anything else, just hit him up on IG.
Yes. So let's get to the
show. We're here to help.
Exactly.
Okay, so with that said, this show is a very, very special one for me.
Okay.
Because this is a very, very talented individual who makes me laugh all the time. She goes by the name of Miss J, and she's a rock artist. And she's going to come back to the show because she is premiering a new song. So right after this commercial break, sit where you are. Do not change. And we'll be right back with Miss J.
Eres bella, tus ojitos me iluminan, aunque no quiera, no quiera, me tiene loco en la cabeza, cuelo tus fotos, no las he borrado, y tus besitos no los he olvidado, eres bella, I think I'm about you all the time, but it's been 2 years now, since I last saw you, y no saliste mi.
Put your hands up.
Right now we're inside a war with ourselves. Yo, America, are we gonna wake up from this? Where the real Americans at, you heard?
Where we at?
Man, you blinded and you lied, you just censor inside your own. Everyone pretends they love you, but messing you up in homes. Laughing without the way you can't even afford food. And everybody looking at you acting so rude. They thinking that they love you, your skin, that's what they see. They don't understand the melanin well it be. But the anger that they got, they just play for each other. A civil war, they trying to come for us, kill one another. But I woke up last night, I gotta talk to my peers. Tell them, listen, we gotta march and what do we? You laughing, you crying, you angry, you feeling the skating. Saying with all the time, they just demonstrated. Leave you inside the cars, they don't wanna see you out. They leave you locked doors, breaking your jaws over locked.
They lock you up, they wanna trap you, put you inside with a lock, it's mental block. Cause all you ever hearing is the cops screaming lifeless. Now all of a sudden we thinking prices. Putting that two there, be called crashing in crisis. Now they hating how the way how they even look. They try to lock us up, throw it down, try to play the book. Wanna get us shook, every time try to get it booked. Overshook, saying God is there but love is overlooked.
They try pretending that we close with a phone next to each other's ears. But we're more social distancing, corona, yeah. They try to act it like we ain't one inside our home. We acting like that we ain't one and one inside our home.
Yeah. Go. DNA in the house. Make sure you check out their radio station that what Miss J and the Misfits are on. Let's go.
I know. The two step at the end.
It's like ka ka ka.
We are back.
I just don't know how you did that move.
Who, me?
Yeah, she went like this and then flew away. And I'm looking and I'm like, God damn, that would break my knees.
That would, you know, it really wasn't that bad. Anyway.
No, you did it perfect. She went up like this. Yeah. Took it was a good whole bit. Thing and went like this.
Moment.
I was like,
it was like a Tinkerbell.
It was a,
moment.
Yeah, it was a good
one. I don't know what to say on that one. That was really good from both
she
of y'all.
She got light feet. She got light feet.
No, she flew.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, wow.
I can't believe we're talking about my dance move.
Because you nailed it.
Now she got the best dance move. She goes like this with her legs and all of a sudden the legs.
Oh, you do that. What's it called? You got a hands
move. Okay, so anyway, yeah. We're back on the show here with the fabulous Miss J.
Miss J.
There we go.
Applause.
Okay. Now, you know what? I've actually had the pleasure of actually seeing her live, okay?
Yes.
Let me tell you, you saw me.
Yeah,
I
best fan ever. You were like right there with me, giving me all that love.
I stood in the front. I was taking video. I was singing her song.
Yeah. You were my first.
I was driving the car watching it. So what do I get out of that?
You don't get out of nothing.
I'm watching it. You're going back and forth.
Emotional support.
Yeah, and you're hurting my eyes. I'm like, man, where's she going with this?
She was in it. She was feeling it. She couldn't even handle it. You know?
I'm talking about you.
Oh, me?
Yeah,
oh,
you were going here. Talking to this person. I was getting tired watching you. Listen, and I was sitting down.
Oh, give me God. A wireless microphone and we are gold.
Yeah, I've never seen you again. You'll be somewhere in China
unleashed,
or something like that.
Unleashed.
But you know what it is? It's not just the singing, it's the talent or whatever. She's such a great performer.
Yeah, no doubt. I was
entertainer.
Watching it.
Entertainer.
She, you know, okay, entertainer.
Absolutely.
I can use that word.
Absolutely.
Too.
Give her applause for that.
Give her one. Please, Vinny, thank you. No, but all I'm saying is that, you know, you can go and see somebody perform and be like, oh, okay, that was, you know, like you entertained and everything. This one had me going. Okay.
I'm telling you, I watched the phone and my phone literally looked like it started growing feet. It was just walking from here to here to here to here to here. I was like, what is going on?
Well, listen, shout out to Dave Black, too, because that stage, that sound, like that whole experience at Famous Foods, they are not playing there.
No.
And I'm telling you, you give me a good wireless microphone and then it's over.
Yeah, but, you know, you're mesmerizing when you do a show. You don't take your eyes off of her.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
You got it or you don't got it. That's it.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
you know, you know which ones are talented to the ones that are the karaoke singers. Mm. And then the ones you say you don't want to see them anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
You, I could watch you all day, but you really do hurt my back when you start running in and running there.
Listen, I stretch before and after. Don't get it twisted.
I stretch too, but I ain't going to be that freaking flexible running around like that.
Okay. It's not easy.
Are you done now?
Fortunately.
Okay. So anyway, we had her back in May. Mm-hmm. She was here.
Crazy.
And we introduced her to the world, mm-hmm, or at least our world, right? And it's been a whirlwind ever since, and I just keep watching her grow. I mean, she's just...
Oh, absolutely. You see on the Instagram, and then you see her inside the studio.
But she works. She works.
All the time.
This girl works. Mm-hmm. I mean, she works everything. We all have our own thing that we have to do during the day or whatever, right? But this girl is constantly working, mm-hmm, and she's constantly, you know, that's the kind of artist that you want to see thrive. And she's doing that on her own, you know? So I just give her round of applause, please. Round of applause. There we go. Okay. Thank you.
Literally.
It was a little low, but that's okay, Vinny.
You got to put it up higher. What are you doing? Yeah, there you go.
So anyway, just give us a little thing about like what you've been doing since the last time we saw you.
Lord, yes. I mean, it is. It's a lot of work. I think nowadays, especially when you're doing it independently, you have to be everything, right? You have to be marketing. You have to be branding. I mean, I have help, the best help ever. Shout out to Barry. Shout out
Barry,
to Christy.
Barry.
But we are, I mean, it's a small team. I'm in now, I think we're around in four different studios.
Okay.
Working with some incredible people that I'm super blessed to be with. But it's also a health thing, right? I gotta work out so I can run around those stages on that show. You know what I mean? I gotta be shooting videos. You have to be recording new songs. You know, you gotta feed those algorithms. So you gotta keep pumping out the content. It is definitely something I think when we first spoke, it feels so long ago. I was kind of spinning like 4 plates, and now I think I'm spinning about 17.
Oh, wow.
But they all feel like just smaller facets to be able to help to get the music out, and that just fuels me. So whereas I felt a little overwhelmed in the beginning, now there's just like this drive and this hunger to just keep going even more that I've just like that fire has just been lit even bigger this time. So I actually am weirdly busier than I've ever been, but I actually don't feel as overwhelmed anymore as I used to feel.
But because you got to control, you know, you got a handle on it right now.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think it's like, it's exciting now. Yeah. Everything we do, every studio we go to, we're working with new musicians, new people, we're getting this meeting, that meeting, and it just kind of is help validating all the hard work I'm doing, because sometimes you're like, I haven't slept. But then all the validation from these incredibly talented people is just, it's just priceless. So I cannot complain, and I wouldn't have it any other way right now.
Yeah.
Actually, I want more.
He's like that. You are like that too. You like, I want more. I want more.
Lady, I'm going to say this right now for everybody to see.
Mm-hmm.
You need to stop me. I'm insane. I looked at that list today and I said, and I want more?
Yeah.
No, like her.
He drives me crazy.
I can't keep up to her, man. Crazy. Even in my best day, I can't keep up to her.
Oh.
But I was watching it. I'm like, oh, no. She's sitting there on the treadmill. I'm sitting there at McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. She's sitting on that treadmill. I'm sitting there at McDonald's.
Listen, different brands. You know what I mean? Let's also remember that I'm also in 4-inch platforms. You know, I'm just saying.
Oh.
And remember, I'm in Timberlands going right there, eating my Big Mac looking while you're sitting there running on the treadmill like this. And I'm like, I'm not doing that no more.
Again, different brands, you know.
And I'm still trying to get up from my chair with my sciatica. So, you know.
Sciatica.
I bought her a cane, ladies and gentlemen. Give her a clap for that.
Oh, my God. He bought me a nice cane.
I mean, sciatica is a real thing. My sister
It is
has
a real
sciatica.
Thing, and it hurts.
I got
hurts,
another friend that
okay?
has sciatica.
You are so bad.
Who? You. I gave you my own cane.
Okay.
You should be happy about it. I can't walk.
Wait, so now you have a cane? Now everybody
he
has
had
a cane,
and then he gave it to me since he said, you know, he saw me struggling getting up from the couch, so.
Okay, so everybody has a cane.
Yeah, everybody has a cane now. And he,
exactly. You work out. You're good.
Maybe I can include that in the bit. I don't know.
I don't, you know what,
do
maybe
not
I can.
A sparkly cane?
Do that.
Maybe I can step up to a walker. Who knows?
There you go.
Yeah.
Maybe love it.
I actually got 10 in the bag. You want one?
No.
So anyway, let's go back to Ms. J.
Yes.
Shall
please,
we?
Please. Enough cane talk.
Yeah.
Who?
Okay, how about we start with one of the videos?
Yeah, let's get into one of the videos, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. Which one first? I'm so excited.
Runaway.
Yes!
Let's do Runaway, baby. I want to see Runaway. I love this video.
Mm-hmm. Look at that little schoolgirl. She's just so studious.
Love it. Just love
just
it.
Just reading her book, just minding her business. Who's that? Oh, I can't hear.
Stop making me feel this way. Because
Oh, really?
Oh, you made me grow hair on this record? Man? Oh, my God.
That's what rock does.
Oh.
That's what punk rock does.
God.
Oh, my God. So you'll have to go to YouTube to watch it in sync. But that's what punk rock does to you.
If you want to grow hair, listen to that record.
Listen to Runaway. Just
don't
what's gonna
ever
happen.
Put that wig on again.
I don't know what that was. It was running away. You know what
I think
saying?
It's a tale as old as time. The good little schoolgirl falls in love with the rebel and wants to run away.
Yeah. I don't know, man. All I know, I went into a different mode and it was scary.
I like that. That's what I hope my music does, is transport you to a different world. You know?
Well, it made me look like I had hair and grew it back. Look.
There you go.
It's not here no more. Oh. It's gone.
That's what stress will do to you.
Yeah.
Right there.
There you go.
I mean, that's a good time, I think.
Okay, this is not the DJ and Jetic hour, okay? Let's just get that straight.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love that record. That record, honestly.
I love that record.
Okay, so I just wanted to tell her real quick. So we had one of my friends who was actually a very big writer inside Atlantic Records, and he loved your song.
Oh, that's right.
One of
that's
the right. most records, because what happened was he was getting tired of the lovey-dovey records the guys were doing. Yeah. So he's like, I'm tired of this. And all of a sudden, your song came up, and all of a sudden, it showed the woman with power. He goes, that's the type of record I like.
Yeah.
You
that's know what true. Saying? That's
the
true.
Woman tells the man what to do. I'm like,
yeah.
I have that on video, so he's telling you the truth.
Yeah. One of my friends said, is that just you screaming at your partner? I was like, well, technically that's in my mind. That's what I'm thinking, but yes.
Okay, so let's get to that record. Yeah. Let's dissect that record.
Yes. Oh, here we go.
So my question to you is where did the concept come from?
What was amazing about that record is I was in Nashville after I recorded All Day Long. A shout out to a lot of the people down there who are just everything to me. Mm-hmm. And I was actually exhausted. And ironically, when I'm exhausted, sometimes I have to just like write out all the songs and things that are going on in my mind.
Okay.
And I had that idea. I think sometimes we get so caught up in like this idea of, I don't know, like relationships, you know, monogamy. And if God forbid, if you have a thought about somebody else, oh my gosh, now you're a cheat. And oh, Lord.
Oh, God.
So I just started to play around this idea of like, That little thought becomes fuck it. Sorry. Oh my God. Like, oh my God. I'm so sorry.
You can curse.
I'm so sorry.
Not all the time.
My
but...
dad's going to kill me.
No, go ahead.
You know, I really ran, literally, no pun intended, with this idea of like, what if you just said screw it? And like, you just allowed your fantasy to run wild. It doesn't mean you're going to leave your partner or like, who cares? Like, just have a little fun, a little
can I be dalliance. Honest with you? I feel like you girls are mind readers. That's why, like, when a guy, you know, really messes around and gets really messed up, you already know what's going to happen before we do the next move.
I'm dead.
So that's what it kind of makes me like when I see that. And like another guy does, and the girl's screaming at him, and because actually, I don't want to get there right now because somebody's right next to me.
Because
I'm watching her right now; she's reading my mind.
Put yourself in a ditch.
Nah, I don't care because I ain't gonna do anything.
Just keep digging that hole. Go ahead. Just keep digging the hole. Go ahead.
Dig the grave, not the hole.
Well, there you
okay,
go.
But so like I do like that, and what I did really like, and I caught it kind of. It was kind of like the guy had the girl stuck in his head. Was that like what you were going for?
Yes, literally.
Yeah, because I can actually see that, like with the girl, basically the guy's waking up and the guy's trying to like think about like, you know, the girl that he fell in love with was a nice, quiet schoolgirl. Is that what you were going with this?
Yeah, it's both, right? It's you have this girl who just wants to, I for the music video, I actually tried to make it a little bit more, quote, stereotypical of this idea of the schoolgirl and the rebel. I was writing it, it was much more about this idea of relationships and the fear of, you know, stepping out of bounds and what is boundaries. Mm. So it was much more about relationships when I was writing it. But for the video, I was like, you know what? We're going to have some fun. We're going to put me, I haven't worn a cardigan in like 20 years of my life. And we're just going to go for this kind of that old tale as old as time of the little schoolgirl falling for the guy and then vice versa. And then the rebel who falls in love with this little schoolgirl and what happens. And I think that you see this kind of little, as I used to be a short film producer with my sister, we tried to make it a little bit more of a short film of this hardships of what is she going to do? Is she going to stay or is she going to go? And of course, at the end, she goes, because why not?
Yeah, right? I want to know your perspective of seeing it, because as a guy's perspective, I saw it kind of like the guy was thinking about, you know, like a girl that he fell in love with, and then she became his nightmare.
Ooh, this is what I love about creation, because you have no idea the perspective of the person listening or watching, and that's amazing. I love that.
You know? Well, the way you guys were both talking about it, right, with the girl and everything and the rebel and that, the first thing I thought of was Grease.
I love that. Thank you.
Right?
I
you know, it was movie. That was what I thought of. Yeah. I thought of Sandy and
yes,
Danny.
Yes.
Okay.
You know,
okay, I can see
the
that.
The schoolgirl wanting, you know, and then at the end, she mm-hmm. turned it up on him, and, mm-hmm. you know, they both flipped each other. You know what I'm saying? And that's what she
them
did.
Multiplying.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? So it okay. kind of, she didn't remind me of the actual video, but it just, the concept of
the
that.
The feeling.
The feeling yes. of that was like, oh.
Who does, okay, so I got another question for you. Who does she remind you of, if you're going to say that?
Me or in the video?
No, I'm just saying that record. Like, who does she remind you of?
She has, oh, God.
I say Pink, man.
Pink,
a little
interesting.
Bit
interesting.
I can see. Okay, I'll give you Pink.
I'm going to say Pink. I'm going to say the one with the blonde hair, too. The
Blondie?
No. That was, you
that
know
was
what?
Good. I love that Sorry. One. The Blondes.
Yeah, the one that did the song with Eve, the rapper.
Love Eve.
I have no
Gwen idea. Stefani.
Thank
you so much. That's probably the best.
This, you know what? Let me just say, this is the first time you've actually compared. We've done this, and you mm-hmm. actually nailed it. You know yeah. what I'm saying? I can't even go above that.
Yeah.
Well, see, Gwen Stefani. I wrote the song
because I can hear it.
To nod to my one of my idols is Joan Jett. So I.
Oh my God! I was thinking Joan Jett. Oh my God! Oh my God! I love rock and roll. Oh my
yes.
God!
Yes,
I could see that.
Yes.
I was thinking
but
Joan
Gwen
Jett.
Stefani. Thank you so much. Hashtag no doubt.
The reason why I'm going to say Gwen Stefani is because Gwen Stefani always had those kind of skits.
I was thinking Joan yes. Jett. I swear on my and mother. I was thinking Joan Jett.
A certain note that you hit reminds me of her.
Mm.
Yeah, she kind of had that little.
Brian Donnelly.
Yeah,
that reminds me of Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, I was kind of evoking that punk. That I mean, when we were recording it, I was like, "We're like in it. Let's be in a basement and let's get grungy with it and let's have a good time." But then once you throw horns on it, then you get a little ska, and that's but where
I
you get to the
Joan
no doubt.
I was thank thinking you. Joan Jett. I there really was, but I didn't
she's
want to say
like,
it.
Besides Dolly, she's like my ultimate queen. You know,
yeah,
so
yeah, heck yeah.
I mean, she's
and
just,
a little bit of Pat Benatar.
Oh, thank you. Because
just a little bit of Pat.
Oh, nice.
She's got a smidgen of Pat.
I feel like I'm on a first date and mm-hmm. I'm just fully
if you
happy.
Ever hear one of her songs, Fire and Ice.
Yeah, I know what song you're talking about.
This I one. Love that.
This that's... one. I
wow,
I
that's a very hard comparison.
Yeah, that's good company
that's
right
a
there.
Very hard comparison.
I'll take
I'm just
all
saying.
Of them.
I'm
I'll
just
take
throwing
Pink,
it out there.
I'll take all of them.
We'll just write them all down.
Yeah.
So my thing to you now, right, mm-hmm. is now seeing the growth that you have. What do you see a lot differently now as an artist?
Well, what I think is great, I think we sent you Spiteful and Runaway, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. Runaway is now, and Spiteful now is almost 2 years ago,
right.
which is crazy. I think what I love is we're still running and gunning it when it comes yeah. to filming. I mean, it's still us. We shot that in a day. I mean, it's still us ragtagging it and doing what we can, trying to bring Sorry. About the best art we can get with what we have. But I think artistically, because now I've worked with like some goats and a lot more producers and a yeah. lot more artists and musicians, I just feel like I've finally gained a confidence that yeah. I never had. People think that because of my personality that I was always confident. It took a long time for me to even say the word confident. I think actually right. this is going to be the first time I've ever said the word wow. confident. So I think that developing more of my community of producers and writers and in different states and everywhere and musicians. And now I have a sense of groundedness where I just feel confident.
Mm.
So I can allow my ideas to come out so much more easily. And then I don't second guess myself. So I'm like, you know what? We're just going, I had the vision and we're just going to shoot it and yeah. who cares?
Right.
Whereas before I'd be like, And now it's like, I got my homie Franco, shout out to Franco who shot that and he shoots a lot for me.
Yeah.
And we just go for it. And yeah. I think that is what has been giving me so much of my success right now is that I'm not second guessing myself anymore right. and we're just going for it.
Yeah.
Because the worst that could happen is it doesn't work or... I mean, I haven't even experienced that yet because right. even if
you know why you haven't experienced that yet because you're still hustling no matter what Just being in the industry a long time, I've seen songs that everybody hated 2 years ago become one of the biggest records the next year.
Well, that's social you know? Media for you.
So,
too,
like, if you always work a record, the record will finally click.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the reason why I could say that is because experiences, again, with mine, 3 years it takes, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we look the next way, and the sale is blowing up to number 22 on the billboards.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, when people always say, yo, the record is dead, you could kill a record. The only way you can kill a record if you don't promote it no more. But if you keep promoting, like, this is 2 years old, right?
No. This one isn't. We're going to watch Spiteful. And
yeah,
that Spiteful's
two years old.
Yeah.
Okay, so the one, let's roll to that one. Yeah. I want to see
that.
Okay,
let's do Spiteful and Bitter, shall we? I think.
What's going on here? Is she okay? Does she need help?
Spiteful and bitter. You can't play the game. Got to deliver. This time ain't the same. You thought you were the bigger.
Kind of mashing in a cave. Chris Ledgeway, everybody.
It takes two to tango. I'm not the only one. You're lost in your halo. A karma sure to come.
My favorite line of all.
You call me the devil, but the devil don't speak the truth. We've got something to settle, and I'll start with this picture I'm painting.
Record,
yeah.
I love when you were playing it. I was like, man, I know that right here.
Yes.
I love that.
That was a good tone. Right. You were hitting that tone.
Well, you know what it is, though? I play your record a lot. You know, we play it in Atlanta, Chicago, Indiana, Miami.
Yeah.
Your record is always, that record is always really spinning. So I like, I always make sure I call up Althea, I go Althea, and she goes, put that record in. So we always put that record in. So that's why I know that record when it comes.
We've played all of them. We've played Fallen.
Yeah, but I'm saying like that
I love
record.
Saving.
That record always stands out to me because of the guitar thing. So.
It's called a good hook.
You know what I love the most about the video at the beginning?
Yes.
Yeah. The way she tips her hat.
So my thing to you is, you said you weren't confident.
The way she's like.
Back then, but you couldn't even tell it.
I know.
Kind of looked like you were, you wanted to be cocky back then. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she tips her hat perfect like this, and she goes in like that. It's really good.
It's just the way she tilted her hat.
Man.
I was like, you go, girl.
You gotta,
You know what I mean? You know, she just had
Whose idea was that? Yours?
That was mine. That was just me messing around with Frank.
That was you messing around?
Yeah.
And you were cocky back then.
Well, but you see, the difference between being cocky and confident are very different things. So I think, I mean, we shot that in like 4 to 5 hours. In the water, in the rain, and then not.
Oh, I like the rain at the end.
So you shot it in the rain? Or did you?
It was a rain room, yes. Yes.
In Brooklyn?
Yes, shout out FD Photo Studio.
Okay.
No, my favorite place.
The reason why I know that is because they're the only ones with the rain room. So when she said that,
oh, really?
I'm like, oh, wow.
Well, for independent artists, they're amazing because they're open a lot and they're pretty affordable and they have a lot of options. So.
And they shoot, very nice. That video was very nice.
Yeah, shout out to Frank.
Yeah, but the way she tipped the hat at the beginning just had me going.
I'm not trying to diss or anything like that, but she sounded like your boy, the one that you love to death.
Who?
Think about it. I was going to say his name.
Who?
Not Chris Mile. I'm not going to say his name.
Who?
You didn't be quiet about him and what's his name show.
What are you talking about?
Are you throwing shade right now?
No.
Okay.
Shade bomb. I know.
Is that a new phrase? I think we just made a shade bomb.
No.
Vinny, thank you for the shade bomb. I'm coining that. C-Circle, that's today.
Yeah. What is, who are we talking
about?
Just
say it now that you're like teasing.
I forgot his name.
Oh my gosh. Moving on.
Lenny Kravitz, man.
Oh, well, come on. Hello.
I love Lenny Kravitz.
Thank you, Lenny Kravitz,
if you're listening.
No, because
let's do a song together.
The reason why
Gwen Stefani, if you're listening,
you can laugh.
Joan Jett, if you're listening,
you can laugh. You could die laughing. But the thing is, come on, man.
Thank you so much. You guys are fueling this.
I'm not fueling you. I'm just being honest.
Thank you.
If you were terrible, I would be like, can you get off my stage?
I don't think I'd be here. Yeah,
I don't want you
to
be here next to me. You're superb, man.
You know what was funny was because we had a gentleman on the show, a very good artist. His name is Ron Cat. Hail to Ron Cat. Love him. And he had told us some stories and he brought up Lenny Kravitz. And
just casually?
Give me
a few years. I'm like, me and Lenny.
Yeah, you know, like him.
At the studio.
And Prince and Rick James.
Do me
a
favor.
I was like, can you get him on the phone? No.
Oh my God. Stop. Do me a favor. He's right here.
No, but it was just so funny. And then he was talking about.
There it is. Thank you, Vinny. Thank you, Vinny.
Don't listen to him.
But my thing is, how did you not really, put that two to two together?
I don't know. Let's get
because that's all you kept saying in the whole interview was Lenny Kravitz.
My God.
Well, that's Travis Tidwell on the guitar. So
I can't. Can I switch to this chair right here?
Oh, gosh. We could do the show.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, we could do Lenny.
After that, maybe you should.
We can do Lenny.
No, but.
I like his new song too.
Oh gosh.
Angel, I think it's called. It's really good.
See, I like this show. This show's actually funny today. But look.
Okay, I'm just saying. Throwing it out there. Go ahead.
So, one thing about you, I just love the. I just, honestly, you really are a really great entertainer. Mm-hmm. Like, I really ain't got words to really say because everybody who I really want to compare you to is legendary.
Thank you.
So for me to come out here and to actually say anything is wrong with your type of sound, your music, or try to give you pointers, I really can't because honestly, I feel like you got every base that you need.
You can't give advice to something that is perfection.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just can't. You can't change it. You can't mutilate it. You can't alter it or anything. This is the diamond in the rough, and you do not mess with it.
And it don't hurt my ears.
No, it doesn't. And it won't hurt your head or anything like that.
You know, when you're a DJ, man, and you play a lot of records, right? Yeah. Your record, even though a lot of times I put it into like the rotation where it's not supposed to be because of the certain genre, but I like your record so much that I even get a call back from my program directors and he goes, just keep it in.
Just keep it in.
Thank you.
And it's like, it's supposed to be on the urban mix.
Yeah. Right? So he just called. I like it.
He's like, I like that.
Yeah.
Keep it in.
I like it.
Well, and what's funny that you love that song so much because that was probably one of the biggest moments of my career writing with David Ray Stevens. And I mean, getting to write with, he's huge, Jelly Roll. getting to write with somebody at that caliber and, you know, those fake it till you make it moments of being like, oh yeah, I do this all the time. Had that experience just like fueled me in a way. And then playing with Travis, Kareem Thompson, I mean, he's incredible. Like these artists that see me on their level, which I had never had before until then. And then when we were recording even the demo for that, I had a moment, and this is when the engineer Heffley and I became so close, of, you know, second guessing myself. And I had a moment, and then all the guys rallied behind me. But, you know, I think every artist has those moments in general. Yeah. But I think what I finally, I think what I finally got to the places of just moving through it. Yeah. Those moments used to be the hurdles that kept me back and kept me in my circle, in my little box.
Yeah.
And now I see those moments and I just blast through it. And every time I do that, then we get a song like Spiteful and Bitter, and it doesn't get old to me.
But it's cold experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
not many people
have that.
Well, you got to remember, too, you're going into the studio with somebody that got Grammys, hit records, and you're just somebody that's first coming into it. So you're looking and you're trying to exert and trying to figure out, dang, man, I got to this point, so I must have something. And then all of a sudden, he starts showing, you know, why he's the man. And then you kind of like try to take a step back and try to analyze things. And then you kind of get out, you know, you get nervous when you're inside the mic.
Yeah.
Because you hear that note and you're second guessing yourself and you're not knowing. I don't know if you ever had that moment, but I had moments where I was doing my verse and then all of a sudden I would be next to one of the big producers and I'd be just looking at him the whole time to see if, you know what I mean?
He liked it.
So it's like, it comes with experience and timing.
But with that said,
nope.
Okay.
Okay.
The finale of the show is almost here. And you know I want to get the premiere in.
Oh, really, really do. Job opening.
You got people out trying to, you
job
know.
Opening.
He just ruined it for me, but that's okay.
It wasn't my phone's
left. No, it wasn't. This song is her new song. It's a premiere here on the DNA live show.
Let's go.
And it's called So Cruel. So let's play.
Let's get it.
So cruel.
Yeah. Ooh.
Turn it up.
Turn it up. Yeah.
I've been running around, picking up the pieces of the crowd. Streets just screaming, you blame me for a downtown. The memory of you fade into the black. Let the light shine through. I've been running around, letting my head down. Your ghost no longer holds this down. Our love was ecstasy. I'm not the chemistry. Love now was a fool. Love.
Holy cow.
Yes.
I had to actually hold my back. That was like making me move.
Don't hurt the sciatica, child.
I know. I mean, it's making me move in spots I didn't think I could move.
So, yeah, that song was hot.
A banger. A banger.
Yeah.
Say.
Yeah, that's a very dangerous record to put out in 2025.
Shout out to Vibramoon Studios. Shout out to Peter Cooper, Danny Gold, Levi, not Levy,
Levy,
Sean Murray. I mean, talk about, again, working with different studios, getting to work with some of the GOATs. I mean, Danny Gold is incredible. He's on the guitar. He helped me produce the song, write the song. He is just a writer, composer extraordinaire. And then Peter Cooper, I mean, look him up. I don't even have to say his list. Joan Jett, Dolly. I mean,
Joan Jett.
Yeah.
There we go.
Just trying to keep closer to my queen.
So, yo,
just trying to be like, hello, Joan.
Joan.
All right, so.
Anybody?
Lenny, so,
let's
are
go
you
to
there?
The process of that record,
yes,
man.
Yes.
I'm excited because what I really do like about you, do you take your time? You do not rush, correct? Mm. You make sure everything is good. You don't be like jumping right in.
Wait, on what process? The writing process, the recording process, what process?
I'm going to say the recording and the writing.
Okay, so writing, not to quote my fave Glorilla, I honestly wrote that song. Well, okay, so Danny is a new producer I'm working with. He has incredible songs. We met in the summer and went over some songs that he had. And then he showed me with shout out to Barry. He jumped on the kit in the rehearsal space and he showed me this blues riff. And of course, me, out of all the songs, I fell in love with this blues riff. Unbeknownst to him, I wrote this song, I would say, in like 20 minutes to his riff. Because I couldn't get it out of my head. And when we met to record some demos, he thought I was going to record these other songs. And I was like, so remember that riff? And he was like, what?
Oh, wow.
And then we recorded the demo. And then the recording process, though, we really took our time. We got some amazing musicians in. It was me and Danny at first. And then we got Sean and Al. And they are just, I mean, these like, it's almost like little duos. It's
that's
like Danny
just
and Peter.
Crazy,
Sean.
You can hear it. You know what I mean? You can hear an artist that takes their time than an artist that just goes and throws something to hit the wall.
We take our time recording. We try, multiple mixes. Yeah. We all, and I am a super, and I don't know if this is similar with you, but like I feed off of collaboration. So it's not like, this is my song and you're all recording this for me. It's like, what do you think, Peter? What do you think, Danny? What do you think, Sean? And I think that's what build such a family when we record together, because I think, at least I'm speaking for them, but that's what I think gets them excited to work with me, because everybody's voice matters and we're all like, you're
in
this room because
that makes the best record.
Yeah, because you're in this room because I want your talent. I want your knowledge. And talk about experience. Yeah. I mean, these guys.
But you're smart because what you do is you basically let them take the floor a lot of times. And then what you want to do is you go, okay, here's my lyrics. And all of a sudden, hey, you know what? I heard right here, you see that little rhythm? And you go, whoa, because again, they got experience and they got gold records. Mm-hmm. They got platinum records. They got Grammys, right?
Yeah. So, do that? Yeah, I think they got just a few.
But that's what I'm saying. Would you want to sit here and tell somebody that basically already did your job how to do your job?
No.
No. You want to sit there and you want to go with the process and the flow, and that's what makes the hit records.
Yeah. And that's what allows me to then entertain on stage. I can see it. Oh, you can't see that time?
No.
I got good vision.
But you know what it is? It's also when it feels right like that, when you're in sync together with the other people that are playing with you, they don't feel like they're just playing for you.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? They don't feel like, oh,
she hit that right on the nose.
You know? Yeah, they feel like they're part of the experience.
Yeah.
You know?
And that comes from my background. I mean, I come from a producer. Like, I mean, it's all about everybody that's in the room. It's not just about me. And I think that's something that's what I love about rock and roll. I mean, I'm an old soul. I'm like, isn't it just about getting everybody in the room and recording? And that's where I live and thrive the most. Yeah. So, and what's exciting about this EP, we're working on a few songs with this same group. We're kind of, Danny's pushing me, and this is the first time I'm able to work with the producer. He's pushing me in ways that I haven't been. So we have a little pop, and we have a little, a slight little dash of R&B coming, and then we have a little dash of this. And I think that's what the most exciting about still being independent is, I can go in any direction I want as long as I feel the song.
Feel it right, yeah.
But, you know, as you said earlier, like being an entertainer, that's what I've always said first, because I think I've always been afraid of labels, like, oh, I'm a singer, oh, I'm a this. Like, no, I'm an entertainer, which Thanks, means man. I want you to come into my world, feel really good, whether you got to dance it out, whether you got to cry it out, whether you got to rock it out, whether you got to headbang it out. You can do whatever in my world, and as long as you just feel good and you, like, you feel something at least.
Yeah.
That's my goal.
You know, I could see you doing R&B.
Back to what she said with the majors and independent, right?
Stay tuned to save me.
If you really just look at it, man, it's just marketing yourself.
Yeah.
And then that's it. Just a pub. Really, if you look at it, it's just marketing yourself.
Yeah. And music is universal. And I feel like a good song is a good song. And I don't think somebody listens to Runaway and then they're going to listen to Spiteful and then they're going to listen and they're gonna, not going to be like, oh, well, excuse me, she's not sticking to her genre.
How do you feel that now you have different type of sounds and different type of producers? Because that, I feel like, is more with the new record that they did. I feel like that's going to be more in your pocket. Because if you can hear the way that you came off and the way you sis, that to me is one of your best. I'm going to say right now, I think that's the record you really need to push because I can hear it, you know?
Yeah.
And just being in radio and hearing it a lot, I know there's going to be a lot of more people gravitating towards it because it's like a fun type of record.
Well, it's growth, right? I mean, I've never had, it's always just been, in the beginning, it was just me. It was just me in a basement with my friends all listening to me. And now I finally have been privileged to now be in rooms where I have different eyes and ears and opinions and perspectives. Yeah. And I'm listening. I think a lot of people don't, as my mom says, listen.
Yeah.
I'm listening to their opinions because they believe in me and I'm just allowing them to bring out things in me. And you'll hear some other songs coming through that are a little bit more, you know, again, like I said, in a different fields, but this is me. This is rock. This is blues. This is a, you know, screw, I won't curse, sorry, Vinny. This is that screw you song to that person that told you X, Y, and Z, you know? And at the end of the song, it's like, yeah, I'm going to just strip myself of you.
Right.
I'm gonna love me. And then I'm going to find someone who loves me. And then we're just going to go, you know?
Oh, wow.
So it's definitely, there'll be a video coming, of course.
I'm waiting.
We'll be marketing it like crazy.
I'm waiting.
It's going to be all over the...
I'm excited, man. Like,
this is why, no, this is, let me just say, this is why I love her. This
so
is
wait,
why,
wait, before
why,
I stop, because this woman knows all the hits.
I'm just saying, this is why I
love certified?
Her. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
What?
This is, you know.
No, her. She, I know it's going to sound crazy, but she's been 5 for 5.
So far.
So for me, I can't say nothing because I've been 0 for 10. So
well, that's why it's called partnership. And
yeah, exactly. He feeds
There's
off
no
of my
yin
back.
Without yang, you know.
But that's okay. He feeds off.
I feel like the woman rule music. So when you give it to a woman and she's jamming to it, I'm like, yeah, it can go anyway.
You know why? Because I always tell him when he first did his first album, we were just dating. I don't know, 5 or 6 months or whatever. And we were breaking up. Well, I was breaking up with him. He went into the studio.
Yeah.
And he poured his heart out.
So you're welcome.
Yes, exactly. And he came back with an album.
Amazing.
Okay. And he made me listen to the album.
Duplicate it.
Right. And out of all the songs that he played, I turned around to him and I said, "Let Her Know" is the single that's going to propel the rest of the album.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
I'm like, dude, let her know. And what happened?
And it won.
She let her know. That's the thing.
I let him know.
Amen.
You got that right.
But again, if you weren't in the space to listen and take that advice,
right,
then you would have just shot yourself in the foot. So
well,
I think that's very important.
Yeah, he's been shooting himself in the foot ever since. Ooh, but
where's that shade bomb, Vinny?
Where's the shade bomb?
There it is. Shade bomb.
But that's what we're for, okay? That's what females are for.
Amen.
I'm not going to win in a room full of two females.
No,
so I'm just letting ladies
just let it go.
Just
not
let it go.
This female,
do
too.
Do like the movie females. Frozen and just let it go.
Drop a bomb on that one, please.
Shade bomb.
Shade bomb. We need another shade bomb.
Yeah, save me.
That wasn't really shade. That was just
A little bit delayed, Vinny, but we'll forgive you
we'll
this time.
We'll work on that, Vinny.
Yeah.
I'm never going to win.
But anyway, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, because I love this woman. And no, everything she does, I watch. I follow. Okay? She knows I do because I'm always bugging her about it.
I love it. You're never bugging me.
Okay. Well, I bug him. I bug Barry.
You can bug
all
Barry
time.
All yeah, you want. He's over there, by the way, guys.
You and you know, half the time when I'm bugging him, he's like, I'll call you back. I'm at the studio. Okay?
We're doing things.
Yeah. But
we
you
out
know
on
what?
These streets.
At least he's nice about it. You know, he'll turn around and be like, I'll call you right back. I'll call you right back. And he does. He does. He's a very good guy.
Yes.
So anyway, thank you very much for coming. Listen to her song,
Thank you so much.
Her new one. We're premiering it on DNA. It'll be on all this week.
And then it'll be out to stream January 24th, all the things. Then there'll be a video. It's going to be great.
Any last words, dear?
Honestly, you already know it's your boy, DJ Energetic, and we're going to push this song all the way up.
There we go. So Cruel, Baby, by Miss J. See you next week, everybody. Peace out.